Hi there, this is Moira. Welcome to my Little Ted Said podcast. There's a new story every Saturday, so subscribe and you won't miss them. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be fantastic. Bye for now. Little Ted was jumping up and down. It was snowing outside, and he was really excited about going to build a snowman. "Can we go outside now?" asked little Ted. "Not yet, little Ted. We need to wait for some more snow to fall. At the moment, you could only make a tiny snowman." "But I want to go outside now," little Ted said. "Try to be patient. Go and find your gloves, scarf and hat. In fact, see if your old snowsuit fits. That would be the best thing for this weather." A little while later, little Ted returned, wrapped up in his snowsuit, even though it was a bit on the small side, gloves, scarf and hat. He looked twice as big as usual and was going a bit red. "Oh, little Ted," laughed his mummy, "you can't wear all those clothes indoors. You'll melt." Little Ted wasn't too sure how he would melt when he wasn't made of snow, but his mummy was right. He was too hot, and he took off most of the outdoor clothes. "Now," said his mummy, "we'll need an old scarf and gloves for the snowman, and don't forget a carrot for his nose. We don't have any coal, but maybe we can find some stones outside we could use for the eyes and sticks for arms." Little Ted went and gathered the scarf, gloves and carrot and put them in a pile next to the door, then sat looking out of the window at the snow. It was falling with great big flakes and the ground was almost completely covered. "Can we go outside now?" "Soon, little Ted, soon," promised his mummy. "In the meantime, see if you can find a book that has a snowman in it, so you know exactly what to build." Little Ted found a book which had a snowman on the cover. The snowman had a green scarf and hat, a carrot nose, and three black buttons down his front. "This snowman has a hat," little Ted said. "Well, go and see if there's a suitable hat in the cupboard, and you can add that to your pile." In a little while, the snow stopped. Everything was covered in a white blanket and looked very clean. "Can we go outside now?" "Yes," said his mummy. "Put on your warm clothes and we'll go out to the garden and make your snowman." Little Ted did as he was asked. He also put on his dinosaur wellies and then gathered up all the things for the snowman, and out they went. He started off with a tiny snowball, which he rolled around the ground, laughing as it got bigger and bigger. When it was almost as tall as his tummy, he rolled it into the middle of the garden and then started again with another snowball. He didn't want this one to be as big, which was lucky as they were running out of snow. When little Ted was satisfied that it was the right size for the snowman's head, he got his mummy to lift it on top of the snowman's body. "Lovely," said little Ted's mummy. "Now it's time to decorate him, so he looks like a proper snowman." Little Ted set to work, wrapping the scarf around the neck, putting on his hat, and adding three stones as buttons. "Careful now," said his mummy. "Don't press the carrot in too hard, or it might fall to pieces. Make a little hole with your finger first, and then add these little stones for eyes." Little Ted stood back and admired his snowman. It was looking pretty good, but he still hadn't used the gloves. Here, said his mummy. I've got these twigs, and hopefully we can get the gloves to stay on them. Little Ted was delighted. His snowman looked great. Hello, Little Ted said, holding out his hand to the snowman's twig arm. I'm Little Ted. Pleased to meet you. The end.